much more left to explore. I'll go beyond.
FM 90.3 WJTL, the latest from Landry Cantrell, Beyond, and Bella Reeves, Let There Be Light. Prior to that, good morning, 721.
Hey, good morning, friends. Happy news for your weather today. It's going to be a lot like yesterday. High of 60 and partly sunny skies. Tonight, mostly cloudy, a low of 46. Friday, mostly cloudy, showers likely a high around 70. Saturday, even warmer. Chance of showers later in the day, but the high is 74. Sunday, high of 66, clouds and rain. It's currently 40 in York, 41 in Mannheim.
This morning, our friends from Veritas Academy, Leslie, Nicole, Elizabeth, Neil, Mia, Micah, and Lainey are here. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Great to have you all here. Leslie Buster's here. She's the head of theater for Veritas. We're going to talk about their show that's coming up, Peter and the Starcatcher. And Leslie, tell us about when our folks can come see this.
It will be April 26th and 27th. That's a Friday night and two shows on Saturday. So it'll be 7 o'clock on Friday night, and then it'll be 2 o'clock and 7 o'clock on Saturday.
And where is it happening?
It is happening at Loyola Elementary School.
Okay. And do folks need tickets ahead of time?
You can buy tickets ahead of time, but there are also tickets there at the door as well.
Okay. Can they find out all the information they need and get the tickets online?
You can. Go to our school, VeritasAcademy.com. You could also go direct to, if I'm going to say it correctly, VeritasAcademy.com/Starcatcher.
Very cool. And with us this morning, Nicole Horton is the director of the show that is happening. And Nicole, you've brought some of your cast with you.
Yes, and we have a couple of short scene snippets to do for you guys today.
Fun.
So this first one is a scene between Peter and Molly. And this scene sort of sets up the star catcher part of Peter and the star catcher. And I don't want to give too much more away. I'll let them do it.
All right.
What are you doing? You were talking to your neck thing.
No, I wasn't.
I know what I saw.
Well, there was a porpoise swimming alongside the ship, and it was making these funny noises that porpoises make, and I thought I'd make some funny noises, too. That's all.
So you were talking to a fish?
Porpoises are not fish. They're mammals, just like you. Or Germans.
How come your neck thing glows and rings all by itself?
It's for swimming. I'm a good swimmer. It's a swimming medal.
Right. Swimming. Sure. And what star stuff?
Decision. I'm going to trust you.
Why? I'm just a boy.
I know. Pity. You like to look at the stars. Well, there they are.
There's so many.
They look safe, don't they? Sparkling up like diamond.
I like when they shoot across the sky. Shoom.
Sometimes pieces of them fall to earth. Little bits that look like sand. Can you keep a secret?
I can.
We can.
Those little bits are star stuff. The trunk and Slink's cabin is full of it. There's some in here, too, in case I'm ever in trouble.
Star stuff? Let me see.
No! It changes people if they touch it.
How?
Different ways, depending on what they want to be.
So someone gets their hands on this star stuff and...
And they're evil and greedy like Genghis Khan, or they're hungry for world domination like Caesar or Napoleon or, you know, Ayn Rand.
Who's that?
Didn't you learn anything in that orphanage?
It's kind of busy trying not to die.
Oh.
If star stuff's so dangerous, then why are you after it?
I'm a star catcher. We have special powers that we use in secret to keep star stuff away from tyrants who want to rule the world.
You mean like Queen Victoria?
God save her! And no, that's different. She doesn't need star stuff to rule the world. She's British.
So you're a what is it?
Star catcher. There's only 6.5 of us on the planet.
6.5?
I'm still an apprentice.
Okay, so prove it.
What?
Go on. Amaze me with your special powers.
It's not a magic show. I'm not like some magician guy.
Well, I mean, if you can't actually do anything...
Fine, whatever. To have faith is to have wings.
Wow, that was great, you guys. Well done. Okay, we have another one. Set this one up for us.
All right, so this next one is Black Stash and Smee. There's been a huge shipwreck, and they have both ended up on an island where Stash is still determined to get the trunk that he thinks has gold and diamonds in it.
Okay, guys, take it away.
Set me down, you doze brat. I can't go another step.
That trunk is hard to find, Captain.
So it is, elusive as the melody in a Philip Glass opera.
Rest yourself a while. Smee'll track your trunk solo.
Negroni, we'll trick the peeling spawn and make him bring it hither. But how to do it? How to smoke him out?
We could lure him, Captain.
Lure him, you say?
Stupid idea, Smee! Stupid, stupid, stupid!
Lure him, yes. Down here to the butch.
Beach.
Beach. In which case, we shall need...
A magnet. A really big one. That'll attract him.
Smee, Smee, I know your heart's in the right place, but... Smee, maybe you should put something in that gullet of yours.
Twarn't I, Captain.
Wait, I have it.
Oh, Captain.
Lucky for us, you saved your ukulele.
Captain Stash!
A siren song is what we need, Smee. And you're going to be the luscious... Whoa, Big Croc!
He's chewing all the scenery, sir!
Not in my scene, he ain't! Spare me the theatrics, you reptilian ham! Abandoned spleen!
Scene!
Scene!
Abandoned spleen is a great line.
It really
is. It's just fun to say.
It is. It is.
That was really great. So who plays the crocodile?
Actually, several of the students make the crocodile happen.
Ooh.
In different ways. That's one of those very inventive things that
you have to come and
that
see.
They do, which you're going to have to come and see because I'm not going to give it away. Here
but
on
I
the
can
radio.
See what you mean by going in and out of character yes. and into being. Yeah,
into
actors.
Different things.
I like that.
Yeah, it's really fun.
So, Leslie, tell them again when they could see this wonderful play, Peter and the Starcatcher.
April 26th and 27th. That's a Friday night and a Saturday. 7 o'clock on Friday, 2 o'clock and 7 p.m. on Saturday.
And it's happening at Leola Elementary School.
Yes,
and if they want more info?
They can go to veritasacademy.com/starcatcher.
Guys, thanks for being here today. You were awesome.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you so much for having us.
Well done. Back to the music we go with Natalie Grant. This is Alive.